Pre-puzzle number two.
How can there be a cavern this big in the snake's belly? Sophia asks.
You're wondering the same thing. The caboose has floated into a huge cave of swirling water. Bright red buoys are bobbing and swaying in the rapids.
Look, guys, Sonny calls.
He's gripping a ship wheel you don't remember seeing before.
Now we can actually steer!
Then steer us out of here,
Wyatt shouts.
We're getting pulled into the current!
Lurching forward, the caboose is caught in the rapids. You plunge to the first buoy. Slamming into it, the caboose comes to a sudden stop.
Whoops, Sonny remarks.
Give me that,
Nessa snaps, snatching the wheel from him.
Let's try to steer around the edge, Sophia suggests.
Forget that, Nessa states with a grin. Let's head straight through the middle.
Both struggling to control the wheel, Nessa and Sophia cause the caboose to jerk sharply, haphazardly crashing into swirling water and bobbing buoys. In the end, the current spits you back out where you started. You're all soaked.
Guys, we have to work together on this one, you finally say.
Yeah, Sophia grumbles, letting go of the wheel. But it'd be easier if we weren't so different.
Sometimes we work best together because we're the same, Wyatt remarks, and sometimes it's because we're so different that we succeed.
Wyatt, that's it, Sonny shouts. Look, I know how to get across now.